speaking of golf, in the O-Deck this morning, Gordo had the story about Michelle Wee. She's now 24 years old, and she's got a dark side that she, in her downtime, likes to paint. And most of her paintings are very, very dark, gothic and nudity and death and lots of weird, dark themes. Well, we have a phone number for Michelle Wee, so we thought we would give her a call if she will indeed pick up the phone. I know a lot of times that scares her when the phone rings.
Maybe it's an old number, too.
Well, she's got caller ID, so hopefully she likes to talk to us. Hopefully she'll pick up.
Hello.
Yes, Michelle Wee, please. Hey, Michelle, it's the Musers on the Ticket in Dallas. Could we talk to you for a minute?
Is this the devil speaking to me again?
No. It's the Musers. We're a radio show.
Then how does your spirit come through this thing I hold in my paw?
Well, it's some old technology now, but anyway, could we talk to you for a couple of minutes?
So cold. So very cold.
Why?
I traveled to your land, clinging to the anus of an albino coyote. It was the only way I could escape my land where dragons had taken over the countryside.
What land was that?
They laid waste to the villages with their fire breath.
Fire breath.
Well, can we talk to you about your art? We heard an interesting story that you like to paint very dark things.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
In your land, are you able to find food that you do not have to chase down and club with a lava rock before you eat it?
Yes, in fact, yes. It's quite plentiful.
I have had visions of this land.
Yeah, because you live there.
That is correct. I am now in your country.
You have been forever.
Where every citizen has the right to scratch a hole in the ground and lay my eggs and hibernate.
We all do have that right.
You're a millionaire. You have a nice place. I don't know what you're talking about.
I pray to the new gods and the old ones that I will one day find water.
Turn on your faucet.
You don't have water?
I have not had a drink in over 3 years. So thirsty. I am feeling colder. I must seek shelter soon. Does Google Maps show hollow logs?
I don't think specifically, no.
And you never sound like this in the interviews I see on TV after you win tournaments and things like that. I don't get this.
If my health gets bad enough, George, yeah. Will you tie my leg to the tail of an antelope and allow me to go to the land of my dead ancestors?
No, it's just so unnecessary, all of that.
Why do you want to go that way?
Speaking of my art.
Yes, we were earlier.
My art was given away for me to express the visions that the moon god puts into my spirit when I am menstruating.
I guess now we realize why your art is so dark, because you do have a dark side.
I paint pictures of skeletons and bull gorings and demons visiting women in the night, mm-hmm, because they represent the best moments of my childhood.
The best.
And my next painting will be of Brad Sham with goat horns coming out of his nipples.
What?
Very strange.
That's really weird.
I'm doing a whole line of sports paintings.
It's weird that you're familiar with Brad, too.
My latest artwork sold for over 3 bars of tobacco.
Why don't you sell for actual money so that you can buy yourself a place and some food?
It was a painting of Wade Phillips wearing a cow skull while riding atop a pink mastodon.
Man, I'd like to see that.
Do you know who I wish was still here to see my success in art?
Who's that?
My my dad.
There's no flipping way. Uh-huh.
The large chupacabra who made love to a Hong Kong call girl until she squirted me into the sands of Iwo Jima.
Well, tell him how.
Oh, she's gone? I think I'm gone, too. I'm out. That is Michelle Wee.